Track 10. Debbie's Tornado Experience. I once experienced a live tornado. It was last year when I spent a semester in the USA. I stayed in northern Texas, which made me quite unhappy at first, because I really wanted to go to California, as you can imagine. But anyways, I ended up in Texas, and when the airplane landed at the airport in Houston, I was extremely excited. And it was a really cool place, and I had a fantastic time there. What I didn't know was that tornadoes quite frequently appeared there. They are like hurricanes, but just on land. Where I stayed, they called them twisters, and the area where I lived was called Tornado Alley. I guess that says it all. Every house there has special safe rooms or real bunkers in the backyards. But some people are so crazy and go twister hunting. They try to drive as close to a tornado as possible. Some do it to do some scientific experiments. Others just for fun. Anyhow, the day when the tornado hit the town was a Saturday. The days before, there had been warnings on the radio, the internet, and the TV, and the people had started to store food and drinks in their houses. Some nailed up the windows. Some even went out with their cars to see if they could catch a glimpse of the tornado and hand it. On the day of the tornado, the sirens started to blare out and suddenly all the streets were empty. Everyone was hiding in the houses. Nobody left the town, which is what I would have done. We were waiting for it in the cellar and my host dad had this old-fashioned radio transmitter to listen to the news. And then it began. It was like a great howling. We heard the wind shaking the trees outside. And then the whole house began to shake. It was a horrible experience because there was really nothing you could do about it at all. All you could do was sit and wait until it was over, and afterwards you went outside and inspected the damage. And that was what we did. There was just one moment that was really spooky. All of a sudden, it stopped. I was glad and surprised that it was so suddenly over. But my host family told me that we were in the middle of the tornado, right in the eye. It was absolutely quiet for about 30 seconds. And then, all of a sudden, it started all over again. Then, after about 10 minutes, it was over.